借主耶稣，我们在新的一年能够积极去敬拜神。
Thank the Lord Jesus that today we can gather here to worship Him on this New Year's Day.
今天是这个世纪开始的第一天。
Today is the first day of the millennium.
Century, 也是第一个一千年开始的第一天。
It's the first day of both the century and the millennium.
也是我们新年的第一天。
And this is the first day of this year.
也是我们第一个安息日。
And also the first Sabbath day of the year.
我们都以欢喜快乐的心情在迎接一个新年的来临。
So we're always glad to receive the New Year's Day.
但是今年大家除了欢喜快乐以外，大家心中在迎接年的时候都有一点点的恐慌。
But while we celebrate, we may be afraid also.
昨天小弟的太太在银行看到好多人大排长龙，在 ATM 准备要领钱了。
My wife said to me that yesterday there was a long line at the ATM because everyone wanted some cash.
很多人都害怕电脑会宕机。
People were afraid that the computer would malfunction.
我们也知道昨天晚上本来平常都有很多人搭飞机的时刻，突然间人减少很多。
And also, even though New Year's Eve is usually a busy travel, a time of traveling, but no one took the plane.
这个世纪的开始似乎是一个恐慌的开始。
So the century seems to begin in fear.
这是世界上我们所看到的。
This is what we see around us today.
首先要看起来，从亚当到亚伯拉罕总共两千年。
When we study the Bible, we find that the time from Adam to Abraham was about 2,000 years.
亚伯拉罕到耶稣基督时代两千年。
And from Abraham to Jesus was about 2,000 years.
耶稣时代到如今两千年。
And from the time of Jesus until present day was 2,000 years.
我们的神用洪水来毁灭第一个两千年。
And in the first 2,000 years, God ended the first 2,000 years with a flood.
神用主耶稣基督的降生来结束第二个两千年。
And Jesus was born at the end of the second 2,000 years.
那么第三个两千年已经结束了，神要将给我们什么信息呢？
And in this end of the third 2,000 years, what message does God have for us?
这是我们要拭目以待的一件事情。
That is what we must ponder.
有人说神看，圣经上说神看千年如一日，一日如千年。
The Bible says God looks at 1,000 days as a day, 1,000 years as a day, and a day as 1,000 years.
那么人在第七日就安息了。
And it also says that God rested on the seventh day.
事实上，今天我们就是进入了第七千年。
And today we have entered the seventh millennium.
换句话说，如果那个说法是对的，今天就是安息的开始。
So if we compare that to the seventh day of creation, this is the beginning of the rest.
实在从今天看起来，世界的末日的迹象非常多，非常非常的多，让我们知道说末日已经近了。
And we can find many signs of the last days from the Bible happening today.
神，这个地球有开始一天，神也要让这个地球结束一天。
There's a day of beginning and there's a day of ending.
是不是在第七千年的开始，或者什么时候神要结束这个地球，让我们真的回天家安息，我们不得而知。
We don't know what is the exact day that God will end this universe, so that we can go home to heaven to rest.
但是七千年的来临，让我们带来一颗更觉醒的心。
But let us remain alert as we begin this the next millennium.
所以小弟早上想用拥有一颗智慧的心来做题目，彼此勉励。
So today, the topic I'd like to share with you is having a heart of wisdom.
让我们来对未来应该怎么样自我的这种调整，怎么样拜神做一个检讨。
And let us examine how we worship God in our own hearts.
我们请看诗篇九十篇的十二节。
Let's turn to Psalm 90, verse 12.
诗篇九十篇十二节。
Psalm 90, verse 12.
旧约七百二十六页。
Psalm 90, verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。这是摩西的祷告。
This is the prayer of Moses.
他是一个有智慧的人。
He was a man of wisdom.
但是他仍然求神赐给他有一颗智慧的心。
But still, he asked God for a heart of wisdom.
第一件事情，他求神指教他怎么样数算自己的日子。
First, he asked God to teach him to number his days.
所以我们今天在新年的同时，我们应该来数算一下自己的年岁。
And so in this New Year's Day, let us number our own days.
第十节说，我们一生的年岁是七十岁。
Verse 10 says the length of our days is 70 years.
若是强壮的可以活到八十岁。
80 if we have strength.
如果照这个来算的话，小弟已经过了一半了。
If that's the case, I've already spent half of my life in this world.
剩下一半的日子可以过而已啊。
There's only half to go.
时间过得真快。
Time flies.
小时候一直很想长大。
When I was little, I wanted to grow up.
因为没事，妈妈就会说小孩子有嘴巴，有耳朵没有嘴巴不可以插嘴。
Because my mom often said children should be seen, not heard.
可是现在如今长大了。
But now that I've grown up.
我觉得我的小朋友怎么越长越高，都快要跟我一样高了。
And I see the kids around me growing taller and taller.
时间过得真快。
Time flies.
这个诗篇九十篇告诉我们，人生至少有三个特色。
And Psalm 90 tells us three characteristics of life.
第一个就是人生很短。
First, life is fleeting.
他用好像昨夜的一根，或者是早晨睡觉来形容。
Psalm 90 compares life to sleep or a watch of the night.
如果看九十篇的第四节。
Psalm 90 verse 4 says,
神看千年如已过的昨日，又如昨夜的一根啊！人生就好像昨夜的一根，一千年就好像昨夜的一根一样。
A thousand years to God is like a day that's just gone by.
好快啊，就过去了。
It goes by very fast.
好像睡一觉了。
As if we slept and woke up.
如果我们晚上十点钟睡觉。
If you go to bed at 10 p.m.
或者十二点钟睡觉。
Or midnight.
你早上起来，你会觉得你无论什么时候睡觉，你记得那一刹那只是你头张整的那一刹那。
It really doesn't matter because when you wake up, all you remember is when your head.Fell onto the pillow.
在睡觉的时间对你来讲已经没有意义了。
The length of sleep doesn't really mean much.
人生就是像这样子。
That is human life.
你想到我们上学的第一天，小学上学的第一天。
When you think back to the first day in school.
或是您结婚的第一天。
Or perhaps your wedding day.
那个时间虽然距离很远。
Even though it seems far away.
但是努力地想起来就好像睡一觉一样。
But they also seem like an instant ago.
两个事情好像都是在一刹那之间而已。
It happened one after another.
人生就是这样。
That is human life.Passes by so fast.
圣经上又第五节跟我们讲说，人生好像水冲去一样。
Verse 5 also says we are like where our life are swept away.
我们拿一盆水到花园里面去浇。
When we water our flowers,
你看得到水的存在。
You can see the water.
这些水是你的资源，是可以应用的。
You can use the water.
我们为了日子，好像有一个资源存在，是我们可以任意应用的。
Our days are also a resource, just like the water.
但是当我们把这个水泼出去以后。
But when we pour out water,
你会知道这个水收不回来了。
We cannot get it back.
我们过去的生命，你会知道没有再回到过去的生命当中了。
And life poured out cannot be regained.
最近小弟很不喜欢照镜子。
I don't like to look in the mirror now.
我觉得白头发越来越多。
Because I see more and more gray hair on me.
肚子越来越大了。
And my tummy is getting bigger.
真的后悔年轻的时候没有好好的照几张相。
I regret I didn't take pictures when I look more handsome.
我知道你没有办法再回到从前的青春。
But I cannot return to my youth.
泼去的水就收不回来了。
Because life is like water swept away.
这边第五节又跟我们讲说人生像什么呢？
Verse 5 also tells us.
你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉。早晨他们如生长的草，第六节。
Let's read verse 5 and verse 6.
早晨花芽生长，晚上割下枯干，人生就好像草一样呢。
Life is like grass.
古代的草被割下来是为了要当这个燃料来烧啊。
In the ancient times, people cut down grass for a kindle.
晒干了烧了是最好的燃料。
They dry grass, dry grass.It's best used for fire.
人生就是这么样无奈。
And that is human life.
我们都曾经发芽过。
Because we all of us have sprouted.
我们的生命的精力都曾经旺盛过。
We have grown.
但是一下的时间，我们就要被割掉。
By the instant we're cut off.
我们就要被火焚烧了。
We'll be burned.
那这么短的人生之内，圣经上要给我们提供另外一个更让我们无奈的事实。
The Bible also tells us this about life.
他说我们在这么短的时间之内可以夸口的是什么呢？
Even in this short life, can we boast about anything?
过是劳苦跟愁烦呐。
All we can boast about is toil and labor.
我小弟以前住在纽泽西。
I lived in New Jersey.
那有一个弟兄住在一个很好的区，他的房子是很贵的 ，half million.
My brother lived in a $500,000 home.
我想到哇，这个不得了的数字啊
！And I was very impressed with that.
结果就到我们这里来。
But once I moved here,
我就发现到这个 half million 的房子到这边也是没有办法夸口啊。
I realized that $500,000 home are nothing here.
因为每一家都是 half million 的。
Look around and you find many of them.
但是没有办法夸口这个事情。
Cannot boast about.
那我们可以夸口自己的学历吗
？You boast about your education.
假如我们有 PhD 的话。
If you have a PhD,
你发现到硅谷街上扫一扫，都可以扫出一大堆 PhD 来。
Go to Silicon Valley, you find them everywhere on the street.
你发现到我们的学历也没有办法做我们的夸口。
You cannot boast about your degree.
那我们在这里可以夸口的是什么呢
？What can we boast about?
有人说日本人哦是全世界最工作最辛苦的民族。
You may have heard that Japan is very hardworking.
但是我想他们大概没有跟我们住在湾区的，或是我们这个大 San Francisco 的人比一比啊。
But even the Japanese, I don't think can compare to the people in the Bay Area.
我们这里有多少人早上九点上班，晚上九点下班的呢
？How many people work 12-hour days?
真是很苦的，大家所夸口就是我们的劳苦了。
We can't boast about how hard we work.
看来我们觉得可以夸口，真的是我们的愁烦。
We can also boast about our worries.
而且我们中国人最会愁烦的。
The Chinese likes to worry.
我小时候就听到我祖母唱一首愁烦歌。
I remember my grandma singing a nursery rhyme.
当然，她是用台语唱的哈。
In Taiwanese.
等一下再跟大家解释一下。这个他说这个那条歌就说烦恼吼，地无坑啦，阿无卵啦，小姑要嫁无嫁妆啦，小舅要娶无面床啦，就是这个歌就是说烦恼这个猪要吃的没有猪糠了，那鸭不会下蛋的。
The rationalize goes like this: I worry that the pigs have no feed and the ducks cannot lay eggs.
那烦恼这个小姑要嫁没有嫁妆了，小叔要嫁没有床
了，
小叔不是要嫁，小叔要娶没有床了。
I worry that we have no dowry to marry.
人生就是这样，一直烦，一直烦。中国人就会超烦。
And so she worries and worries.
不过提到这个事情，我们就要感谢主，我们要懂得交托。
But when we look at the fact of life, we must remember that we thank God we can rely on God.
最近听到一个故事。
I've heard a story.
他说在萨拉特当埃及总统的时候
，When Sadat was the Egyptian president,
他发动这个攻击以色列的战争啊。
He attacked Israel.
他联络了北边的叙利亚，东边的约旦，跟北边的黎巴嫩。
He formed an alliance
在赎罪日这一天来攻打以色列。
He formed an alliance with Syria and Lebanon up north to attack Israel.
赎罪日这一天就是以色列百姓他们在认罪悔改的，所以大家都禁食，没有吃饭，所以肚子很饿啊。
During a day of fasting in Israel.
那撒旦聪明，就是利用这一天来攻啊。
Sadat attacked Israel on that day.
那以色列更聪明，他先不理南边的埃及。
But Israel ignored the Egyptian army from the south.
先把北边这个小国家的制空权拿下来。
Instead, first they took over the nations on the north.
把这个灰弹，这个小国家的灰弹飞机通通打掉了。
And they destroyed all the missiles.
那这个之前的战争有个叫六日战争，他们抢了很多的这个埃及的服装啊、坦克啦。
And in the previous war, in the Six Days War, the Israelite army had stolen a lot of Egyptian equipment.
所以当北边打完之后呢，他们就开着埃及的坦克车，穿埃及的服装，那坦克车上挂埃及的国旗，就一路开到开罗去了。
So after they defeated the smaller nation up north, they dressed up as Egyptian army and marched straight to Cairo.
那时候埃及军已经有大概30,000多人到西奈旷野了。
At the same time, there were 30,000 army Egyptian army in the wilderness.
以色列就把他们的补给线给切了。
So once the Israelite army reached Cairo, they cut off the supply line.
30,000多个阿兵哥在那个沙漠里面，哇，也没有东西吃，也没有水喝，又这么热，又快死了。
So 30,000 men, Egyptian men, almost starved to death in the desert.
所以呢，埃及就跟苏联求救啊。
So that's why Egypt sought help from Russia.
苏联跟以色列说，如果你再不停战，灰弹就我这个核子弹射到你国家去了。
The Soviet Union threatened Israel with nuclear missiles.
那个战争就停止了。
So the war ended.
小弟要说的是，当这个30,000多的阿兵哥在这个西乃旷野的那一段时间。
And my point is, imagine the 30,000 men spending time in the desert.
什么都没有了，却又热死了。
Without supplies, they would die.
那你再想看，几千年前有200万的以色列百姓在那个同样的旷野生长了40年了，在那边游荡了38年了。
And also imagine 2 million Jews spending 40 years in the desert.
神一样照顾他们。
God also took care.
那没有东西吃。没有东西吃，神从天上降玛拉给他们吃。
When they had no food, God sent manna from heaven.
他没有水喝，神从磐石出水给他们喝。
When they had no water, God pillar of cloud covered them.
晚上太冷了，神用火柱来给他们温暖，并且用这个火把那个啊野兽冲吓跑了。
In the cold of night, God gave them a pillar of fire to give them light and to scare away.
他们衣服没有穿破，鞋子没有穿破啊。
Their shoes, their sandals, their clothes did not wear out.
实在是一个很大的奇迹啊。
It is indeed a great miracle.
我们今天也是神所拣选的百姓。
Today, we're the chosen people.
我们当然要说，我们每个人都会烦恼的时候。
We all worry about ourselves.
但是我们也相信神会养活我们，就如同他照顾天上的飞鸟一样。
But also remember that God takes care of us just as He takes care of the birds of the sky.
但是人生还是有很多的烦恼跟愁烦呢，我们要懂得依赖神。
But still, we face many worries, and we must rely on God.
这边又提到说，人生的另外一个特色就是我们要如飞而去。第十节。
In Psalm 90, verse 10, we're also told that life passes away quickly.
转眼要成空呢。
And it becomes nothing.
我们再回来看这个九十篇的第三节。
Let's read Psalm 90, verse 3.
九十篇第三节，你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。就是人生就是这样子。
Life, at the end of life, we return to dust.
我们从尘土造的，将来也要归回尘土。
We're made from dust, and we will return to dust.
如果回想去年的一整年。
When you look back on 1999,
你会知道有这个埃及航空909，机上老老小小、大大、男男女女就这样子坠机死了。
You may remember the people, young and old, who perished in Egypt Air Flight 909.
你也可以想到这个小康尼迪。也是他跟他的太太跟他的 sister-in-law 也是坠机死了。
You may also remember John Kennedy Jr. and his wife and sister-in-law who died in a plane crash.
如果再回去看到我们的教会里面来，
you may also look back on our own church.
我们在这几年当中，有些年轻的，有些年纪大的，时间到了，随时又把他们调回去了。
When it was time, even whether you're young or old, the Lord would take you home.
真的是如飞而去啊。
Life flies away.
我们不晓得什么时候我们的日子要到。
We don't know when is our last.
但是有一个事实我们知道。
But we know this fact.
我们比去年更我们的日子更减少了一年，我们离主更近了一年。
We're one year closer to the Lord.
当主耶稣赐给我们这样一种智慧的心。
When Jesus gives us this heart of wisdom.
让我们懂得计算自己的日子。
So that we know how to number our days.
我们知道自己的日子又短又苦。
Now we know that our life is short and is full of toil.
我们就要学习主耶稣的精神。
Must learn from Lord Jesus,
珍惜每一天的时光
to treasure every moment,
花出我们生命的光辉
to live out life fully.
我们主耶稣赐给我们的使命，神赐给我们的使命是什么呢？
What is the commission from God?
也许是更爱我们的家人
Perhaps it is to love our family,
或是更爱世界的灵魂
or to love the souls.
我们要利用珍惜每一分钟
We must treasure every minute that we have,
把我们生命的光辉发挥出来
to live out life,
懂得数算自己的日子
to number our days,
有一颗警醒的心
to be alert.
我们再看约伯记二十八章二十八节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 22, verse 22.
28.
Job chapter 28, verse 28.
约伯记二十八章二十八节。
Job chapter 28, verse 28.
他对人说，六百四十六页，约伯记二十八章二十八节。
Job 28, verse 28.
他对人说，敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。我们今天要有一颗智慧的心，就是要敬畏主。
To have a heart of wisdom is to fear the Lord.
我们了解人生短的，最后在人生寻求人生的意义，就是敬畏神。
As we pursue meaning in the short life, we must remember to fear the Lord.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所罗门王他是一个很有智慧的人。
King Solomon was a wise man.
他可以从墙上的牛膝草谈到黎巴嫩的香柏木。
He knows everything from the grass to the plants in the nubbin.
可以谈天文，可以谈地理。
He knows everything from the skies to the earth.
在他的日子，银子没有价值啊。
In his reign, silver was worthless.
他也很懂得享受。
He knew how to enjoy life.
但是他说智慧是什么呢？
But what did he say about wisdom?
他说多有智慧就多增加愁烦呢。
He says the more wisdom you have, the more worries you have.
这个事情拿到今天来看也是真的。
That is also true today.
我们在美国先进的国家有 Y2K 的烦恼。
In this America, advanced society, we worry about the Y2K problem.
可是在非洲的小国家，他们根本没有这种烦恼。
In an African nation, they probably don't worry about it as much.
多有智慧, 真的多有烦恼,
because the more you know, the more you worry.
那所罗门王他也懂得为自己建大房子, 并且在房子, 开大池子, 并且在那边做gardening, 种这个葡萄。
King Solomon built great palaces and ponds for himself.
我们今天也很多人也是这样子。
Today we do that.
有一次小弟去访问一位弟兄。
I once visited a brother.
他带我到他家的后院去看。
He showed me his backyard.
你看到那边没有, 那边就是Golden Gate Bridge.
He said, don't you see the Golden Gate Bridge ahead?
那里就是downtown.
That's downtown San Francisco.
他的房子真的很漂亮。
He had a great view.
我也看到他在后院挖了一个大池子。
He also had a pool in his backyard.
那他说中国人呢, 有一个池子很好, 因为哦, 因为我们中国人说住的地方要有小桥流水人家嘛, 哦, 所以呢, 他的池子上面真的很细看还有一个小桥。
He said that he likes to have a pond and a pool and a bridge, and he did have that.
不过呢, 跟他谈谈之后说, 哎呀, 这也是虚空啊。
But then, as we chatted, he said, this is all vanity.
他说,
he said, I understand what King Solomon meant.
我说为什么呢?
I asked him why.
如果年纪大了,
said, I'm getting too old. I can't take care of this yard. Don't you see the covering on the pool?
是对啊,
and ask him why.
因为我没有时间整理了啦。
He said, I have no time to take care of it.
池塘开始生虫呢,
if I don't, then mosquitoes will lay eggs in there.
所以人生啊,
so it's too much trouble. The pool is too much trouble.
所以说也是,
so life is also meaningless.
我们看那个传道书哦, 从第一章一直读到11章, 觉得, 哎, 人生真的没有意思啊, 日光之下。
When you read chapter 1 through 11 of Ecclesiastes, you can conclude that life is meaningless.
但是所罗门王用11章的这种整个章节做结论而已。
But after the 11 chapters, King Solomon concluded with two verses.
那这个智慧的人到底给我们人生做一个什么样的结论呢?
What is the conclusion of life from this wise man?
我们看传道书的12章第13节。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
传道书12章的13节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
804页。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。 这是人所当尽的本分，14节。
14.
因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。这是他提到虚空人生当中不虚空的一个总结啊。This
is the only meaning in this meaningless life.
就是要敬畏神。To
fear the Lord.
守神的诫命。To
keep His commandments.
他说这是我们的本分啊。He
said this is the whole duty of man.
如果有一天我们有机会到外太空去看一下。
If one day you can go to outer space,
你看回地球,
and you look back on the earth,
真是最美丽的一颗蓝宝石,
you can see this precious jewel.
在这个上面我们有阳光、空气、雨水、五谷各种百物给我们享受.
There's the sunlight, there's the rain, there's air for us to enjoy.
所以我们敬拜神，这边比较说是我们的本分.
So it is our duty to worship God.
那么在一个人生最有智慧的事情，就是要懂得遵守神的诫命.
And the wisest thing we can ever do in life is to obey His commandments.
如果说我们今天都已经信耶稣了，even if you believe in Jesus, 我们来遵守神的诫命，
you obey His commandments.
我们在家里懂得爱我们的太太，
then in our home we learn to love our wife.
我们的太太懂得爱我们，
and our wives learn to love us.
我们懂得爱我们的小孩，
we love our kids.
我们的小孩懂得尊敬我们，
and our kids will respect us.
我们懂得, 尊敬我们的上司，
we will respect our bosses.
我们的上司也不会亏待我们，
and our bosses will treat us fairly.
就是遵守神的诫命，就是人生一个和谐的一个基础啊。
If we want to have peace in life, we must obey God's commands. If the entire world obeyed God's commands, then there wouldn't be war. There would not be hijacking, there would not be envy, there would not be lying, there would not be unrighteous, there would not be stealing, there would not be adultery. Will have world peace. Because harmony comes from obeying God's commands. This is the word of wisdom. We cannot control this world. But at least we have power over our lives. If we want a good family life.
我们一定要敬畏神。
We must obey God.
我们一定要守神的诫命。
We must listen to Him.
即使我们没有我们的力量没有办法影响到我们的一个家人。
Even though we can't do anything about our family,
但是我们可以掌管自己的心。
Then we can begin from ourselves.
我们有一颗安静的心吗？和谐的心吗？
Do you want a heart of peace?
我们一定要遵守神的诫命。
Then obey God's command.
如果我们的心常常守在神诫命的边缘
，If we are always walking on the border,
我们的心会有挣扎
，There will be struggle.
我们的心会有难过
，Will be sad.
我们的心就没有和谐
，And there will be no peace.
所以真的，我们要有一颗这样的心，真的要从敬畏神开始。
So the heart of wisdom begins from obeying God's command.
我们这个社会的问题在哪里呢
？What's the root cause of the problem?
没有神的话，没有神。
Because people do not have God.
我们再请参考。阿摩斯书
Three Amos
第八章
Amos chapter 8
阿摩斯书第八章
Amos chapter 8
旧约1078页79页阿摩斯书第八章
Amos chapter 8
第十一节
Verse 11
阿摩斯书第八章第十一节
Amos chapter 8, verse 11.
旧约1079页。主神说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿并非没有饼，干渴并非没有水，乃因为不听神的话。”这么提到说，现今的日子干渴，不是因为没有水；饥饿不是因为没有饼，乃是因为没有听神的话。
People hunger not for food nor thirst for water, but it is only because they do not have the words of the Lord.
记得小时候，我们饥饿真的是没有饭可以吃哦。
Remember when I was young, I did starve.
我记得小时候常常吃饭是吃，里面都有很多这个番薯签，并且最好的就是常常吃饭配酱油。
We were so poor that I often ate rice with soy sauce.
妈妈最大的爱心的显现就是把一个荷包蛋偷偷的放到你的便当盒里面去。
And my mom spoiled me by giving me an egg and the rice.
这是过去的饥饿，真的是没有饭可以吃。
And I didn't have much to eat then.
那如今的饥饿是什么呢
？What is our hunger today?
其实现在没有这个事情了。
We don't see people so poor around us.
有人说你要看看那个国家无户族。你到那个国家的垃圾桶去看一看就知道了。
If you want to see how well, in 1985, a group of students came to America to study.
那什么都没有。
And we didn't have anything.
而且到一个学期之后，什么都有了。
But after a semester, we have a lot.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那个秘诀就是每一个星期天哦，不要忘了去逛那个 dumpster.
The secret was that every Sunday we went to visit the trash.
总是有人把那个中古的电视机丢掉。
Because some people threw away old TVs.
有的人把这个睡到这个不想睡的台湾床丢掉。
Or old mattresses.
我把那个家具丢掉。
Or there are other furniture.
所以一年之后，家里什么东西也都有了。
So after a year, we have a lot of furniture.
你说到台湾的垃圾桶，我小时候垃圾桶，你找找看有没有这种东西啊
？When you go back, if you go back to Taiwan when I was poor and look in the dumpster,
什么都没有啊
！You wouldn't find anything there.
衣服我是补了再补再穿的。
Because we keep patching our own clothes.
现在的人物质非常的丰盛，东西用一半就不用了。
Today we have abundant things around us, and we throw away many things.
但是在这种社会情况之下，人的心里真的很空虚。
Even though we have a lot, our hearts are still empty.
所以你看到社会很多很多的乱象。
And we see problems in the world.
最近我看到一篇文章，它的 title 就是 "Get used to it"， 就是已经习惯了。
I've read an article.Whose title is "Get Used to It"?
描写两个年轻人去看一个电影啊。
Said that two young men went to see a movie.
那个电影叫做 "Scream"， 哦，那还有戏剧叫 "Scream 2"， 就是哀叫，戏剧叫哀叫第二。
It was a film called a "Scream"。
那个两个年轻人哦，就看那个电影，发觉到说，哇，看那个电影哦，学习到是杀人最好的方法是什么呢
？And they figure out the best way.To kill by watching that movie.
就是那个里面哦，常常看到有的人穿那个 costume 哦，那个，它叫做 Grim Reaper's costume 哦，就是穿了一个乱七八糟的，让人看不懂人的脸，然后就杀人了。
In the film, a character put on a costume of the Grim Reaper and kill many people.
他两个年轻人也学了。
And they learn from that.
把一个妇人压在地上。
It pushed down a woman.
另外一个人就学着用刀捅人家十几刀。
After 40 times.
然后他就被抓了。
They were arrested.
人家他就写了一个 confess， 写了一个自己的内心的世界的感想。
And they wrote a confession.
他说我去看那个电影的时候，第一次看到他们用刀杀人的时候，我觉得被杀那个人哦，我对被杀那个人感到非常的 compassion， 觉得很同情啊。
And the young man said that the first time I saw the movie, I felt compassion and sad when I saw someone stabbed.
然后第二幕在演到被杀的时候，我就觉得说也是觉得很同情，但是已经减少了很多。
But when I saw the second scene, it wasn't as bad.
在看到第五次同样的事情的时候，我就觉得说，哎，这个，如果我将来杀也是不错的。
By the time the fifth person was killed in the movie, he figured it was not too bad.
那看到最后一次的时候，他说：“哎呀，我也要去杀人，而且我下次还要再做一次。”
And by the end of the movie, he said, "I can also kill, and I can do it again and again."
你会知道这个人的小孩子心中呢，没有神的温柔，没有神的爱，没有神的善良，没有这些东西之后呢，人没有之后呢，魔鬼的思想就进来了。
And since his heart did not have the gentleness and meekness of God, then the devil.
所以我说，我们今天有智慧的心，真的是要懂得敬畏神呐。
To have the heart of wisdom, we must fear the Lord.
我昨天在跟一个姐妹在聊天呢。
I chatted with a sister last night.
她说哦，这个孩子长大了，功课可以不用太担心啊。
She said, if your kids are already grown, don't worry too much about their homework.
但是不是说不要理他
？It doesn't mean that you ignore them completely.
要关心他。应该拥有的一颗智慧的心。
That is what we need to have a heart of wisdom for.
第三点，小调跟他分享，我们在世上生活，要有这颗智慧的心，要懂得在神面前富足。
We need to have a heart of wisdom because to gain abundance in life.
我们在美国是一个物质相当充实的一个社会。
We live in a rather wealthy society.
我们很容易迷失在物质的追求当中。
And it is easy to become lost in the things we have.
我们来参考路加福音十二章二十一节。
If we Luke chapter 12 verse 21.
路加福音十二章二十一节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 21.
新约一百页。
Luke chapter 12, verse 21.
还为自己积财，在神面前切不富足的也是这样。这边再提到一个无知财主的比喻。
Jesus told the crowd a parable of the rich fool.
他说一个财主，他有很多的收成。
He said a rich man had a great harvest.
仓库不够换啊。
And he could not hold it in his own storehouse.
盖一个大仓库。
He planned to build a bigger storehouse.
然后就跟自己的灵魂这样说了。
Said to his soul.
灵魂啊，你从此以后可以安逸了。
Oh, soul, now you can rest.
因为你已经拥有很多了。
Take life easy because you have a lot.
但是神却对他说。
But God said to him.
无知的人啊，今夜我要你的灵魂，你所有的要归给谁呢？
You fool, this very night your life will be demanded of you, then who will get what you have?
耶稣所说的一个比喻。
This is Jesus' parable.
这个比喻之后，耶稣做了这个结论。
And he concluded the parable by saying,
这个结论的重点就是要懂得在神面前富足。
He told the crowd that we must be rich before God.
耶稣这边没有叫我们不要积财。
Jesus did not say you should not store up.
耶稣也没有说那个仓库不够盖大仓库是不对的。
Or that it is wrong to build a bigger storehouse.
我以前常常觉得这个财主应该是个老人家。
Before I imagined this rich fool as an old man.
啊，因为耶稣说这个今天晚上就要你的灵魂了嘛，可能是年纪很大了。
Because in the parable, God said this night your life will be demanded, perhaps.
可是现在想想，这个社会，我们世上有很多年轻的财主啊。
But still, today we see many young.
我们也看到很多年轻财主不小心就走了。
And we see many of them depart.
所以这个都是有财产，这个没有不对啦。
It is not wrong to have money.
但是有一颗智慧的心提醒我们，要懂得在神面前付出。
But we need to have a heart of wisdom to remind us to be.
换句话说，神今天教给我们的，我们要懂得有智慧的心，懂得怎么样运用我们这些钱财。
We must have the wisdom to wisely use.
我们要做一个聪明的管家。
We must be a wise caretaker.
为神来掌管我们所拥有的一切。
We take care of what God has given us.
我最近就听到一位传道人在提到我们古代一位去世的郭长老。
A minister shared with me something about Elder Kuo who passed away.
他的爸爸是 后卡烫的了哦，就是不是很富有的一个人呐、
啊。And his father wasn't wealthy.
但是在他一辈子当中，神赐予他很多的财富。
But God has God blessed him with a lot of wealth.
后来这个长老去世以后，在他的这个故人业力上面，他这样写着了。不是，就是有这样的话语。
So in his when he passed away during his funeral, we there was this eulogy.
他说上面写着说，因为他的钱都是神赐的，所以他他的钱财用在教会的事工上面。
Said that because his money was given by God, he used his money.
因为他的钱是来自于社会，所以他也回馈社会。
And his money also came from the society, so he returned it to society.
所以你看他的钱都来帮助台中的一些孤儿院。
So he spent a lot of money helping the orphanage.
所以他的丧礼的时候，好多孤儿寡妇到教会一起来为他哀哭啊。
During his funeral, many widows and orphans attended and cried.
在台中盖教会的时候，盖台中教会的时候
，we were building the church in 台中。
我们都知道台中是盖在就好像我们这边 19th Street 那样一种热闹的街上，台中总会教会。
And the General Assembly building is built in a busy district.
那他说，其实他是。因为他虽然是总会的基业的负责人，也是台中教会的信徒啊。
And at that time, he was the GA member and also a member of the church.
他说他虽然有能力可以奉献全部教会的建造。
Even though he could afford to offer the entire construction cost.
但是他觉得奉献是神的恩典。
But he felt that to offer is a blessing.
所以他把一半分给信徒来分担。
But he wanted to share.Half of that blessing
教会的这个建造的 project 无论多大，他是可以负担一半。
So no matter how large the construction was, he said he could pay half.
教会有什么需要，跟他讲一声，他就是把钱拿出来。
Whatever the church needed, he would offer it.
他真的是懂得在神面前富足。
He was rich before God.
那我们会想说，这样的人可能生活得非常安逸。
And perhaps you think he would have a good life.
有一次在他们，因为他那时候是总会的负责，有一次。他们开完会的时候，一个传道跟他讲说：“今天中午委屈一下，请你在教会一起用餐。”
Once after after a board meeting, a minister asked him to stay for lunch, saying, "You may the meal isn't as good, but please stay."
他才跟他讲说：“其实我们在家里也是住得很普通啊。”
But then the elder said, "I don't eat that well at home either."
后来他太太过世的时候
，And when his wife passed away,
有的人到他家里面去看，去帮他忙，
members
帮忙整理房子。
Help to clean up his home.
而且到他们家的床脚是断着的。
And a member saw that one of his bed was missing a leg.
床是稍微倾斜的。
And it was tilted to one side.
那前面说为什么不换一张床呢
？And his sister asked the elder, "Why don't you get a new bed?"
说有的睡就好了，为什么要换呢
？He said, "I could still sleep on that. Why should I get a new bed?"
看到那个长老，他自己内衣都是破的。
And they saw that some of his clothes have holes.
他的儿子开轿车，他自己不开的。
His son drove new cars, but he did not.
因为他觉得所有都是从神来的。
Because he said everything comes from God.
他要为神来节俭。
He would save money for God.
他宁愿在爱人方面，在爱神方面富足啊。
He would rather be rich in matters of loving man and loving God.
我觉得这样一个好的信徒，这样的佳话，值得我们来学习。
He is worthy and worthy example for us.
我们今天常常在说什么是聪明的、智慧的理财观念。
What is the wisest way to deal with our finances?
我们电视上、internet 上常教我们怎么样做投资。
Many ads on TV and internet.
但是小弟觉得聪明的理财就是有一颗舍得的心。
But the best investment is to be willing.
我们要懂得怎么样在神面前富足。
We must be rich before God.
当然有时候，当然不是说钱财的奉献才是唯一爱情的方法。
But offering money is not the only way to love God.
圣经上叫我们要在好事上面富足啊。
The Bible teaches us to be rich in all good things.
我们要竭力多做主工。
We must also work for God.
因为这些都不会突然。
Because None of these will be in vain.
这是我们处事的一个小弟觉得应该有的一个智慧。
This is the wisdom we must have in life.
我们要用智慧来面对新的一年。
And with this wisdom, we face this new year.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May our Lord help us.
让我们对我们的时间、生命有一个深刻的透视。
So we can see the true meaning of our time and our life.
我们要懂得敬畏神才是生命和谐的开始。
To learn that.We will have peace in life if we fear the Lord.
要过着生活，我们在世上奋斗的同时，也不要忘了在神面前富足。
And as we strive for our livelihood, remember to be wealthy before God.
让我们用这样智慧的心来迎接新的 年度的开始。
And as, as we enter this new year, we shall pursue this heart of wisdom.
我们要来办圣餐。
We will now conduct the Holy Communion.
那在办圣餐之前，我们来念一段经文。
Let's turn to the Bible before the communion.
哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
十一章二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。二十四节。
24.
祝谢了就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”二十五节。
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是我用我的血所立的新约。”你们每逢喝这杯的时候，每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。26节。
26.
你们每逢喝吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。27节。
27.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。28节。
28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。29节。
29.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。30节。
30.
因此在你们中间又有些软弱的，已患病的，死的也不少。31节。
31.
我们若是分辨自己，就不至于受审。这边提到保罗办圣餐的一些勉励。
Paul taught the members about the Holy Communion.
他提到说我们举办这个的目的是为了要纪念主。
We conduct the Holy Communion to remember the Lord.
我们小弟刚刚谈到说，我们有智慧的心，就是要懂得敬畏主。
I just share with you that to have a heart of wisdom is to fear the Lord.
敬畏主的一个方法，就是要让主的话、主的灵、主的爱充满在我们心中。
And one way to fear the Lord is to let the word of the Lord, the love of the Lord enter our hearts.
那主的话，我们要追求，就是借着读圣经聚会来追求。
And we pursue the word of God by studying the Bible and coming to services.
主的灵的追求，我们要借着祷告。
We also pursue the spirit of the Lord through prayer.
那主的爱的追求，就是要借着思想，借着纪念主。
And we seek the love of God as when we remember what He did.
常常我们把十字架活化在我们的眼前。我们如果常常把十字架活化在我们的眼前，
if we always picture the cross before us,
我们就会充满神的爱。
Then we will feel God's love.
最近我们听到罗传道这边见证神的爱怎么样，充满他的心。
You may remember how Pastor Lo shared how God's love filled his heart.
他说神的爱充满到他的眼泪在开车的时候都一直流。
He said that sometimes he would be touched to tears by the love of God.
他必须要把车子停到路肩，把眼泪擦干，才继续上路。
That when he is driving, he sometimes has to pull over to wipe away tears.
那神的爱一直充满他的心中，是因为他常常在思考神国的事情，思考十字架上主耶稣的牺牲。
God's love can fill his heart because he's always thinking about the matter of the kingdom of God.
那借着这样的思考，我们心中就会有了力量。
When we also think about God's kingdom, we will receive strength.
主也要借着我们领这个圣餐，要住在我们的心中，给我们力量。
And through the Holy Communion, the Lord will dwell within our hearts and give us strength.
这边又提到说，我们举办圣餐的时候要自我检讨。
This passage also tells us to judge ourselves.
要按着礼仪来吃喝。
We must eat and drink in the right way.
换句话说，要审查自己。
We must examine ourselves.
不要把它当成一个普通的聚会、普通的食物。
Because this is not ordinary food.
我们在领受之前，我们怀着一颗敬虔的心来思考主的爱。
So before we partake of the Holy Communion, let us think about the love of God.
我们现在就 唱几首诗。
Let us sing a few hymns.
Twenty-six. 你们每逢喝吃着饼喝着杯，是表民族的时日，只等到他来。27节。
Twenty-seven.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。28节。
Twenty-eight.
人应当自己省察，然后吃着饼喝着杯。29节。
Twenty-nine.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。30节。
Thirty.
因此在你们中间又有些软弱的，已患病的，死的也不少。31节。
Thirty-one.
我们若是分辨自己，就不至于受审。这边提到保罗办圣餐的一些勉励。
Paul taught the members about the Holy Communion.
他提到说，我们举办这个的目的是为了要纪念主。
We conduct the Holy Communion to remember the Lord.
我们常常，我们小弟刚刚谈到说，我们有智慧的心，就是要懂得敬畏主。
I just share with you that to have a heart of wisdom is to fear the Lord.
敬畏主的一个方法，就是要让主的话、主的灵、主的爱充满在我们心中。
And one way to fear the Lord is to let the word of the Lord, the love of the Lord enter our hearts.
And 那主的话，我们要追求，就是借着读圣经聚会来追求。
And we pursue the word of God by studying the Bible and coming to services.
主的灵的追求，我们要借着祷告。
We also pursue the Spirit of the Lord through prayer.
那主的爱的追求，就是要借着思想，借着纪念主。
And we seek the love of God as when we remember what He did.
常常我们把十字架活化在我们的眼前。我们如果常常把十字架活化在我们的眼前，
If we always picture the cross before us,
我们就会充满神的爱。
Then we will feel God's love.
最近我们听到罗传道在这边见证神的爱怎么样充满他的心。
You may remember how Pastor Lo shared how God's love filled his heart.
他说神的爱充满到他的眼泪在开车的时候都一直流。
He said that sometimes he would be touched to tears by the love of God.
他必须要把车子停到路肩，把眼泪擦干，才继续上路。
That when he is driving, he sometimes has to pull over to wipe away tears.
那神的爱一直充满他的心中，是因为他常常在思考神国的事情，思考十字架上主耶稣的牺牲。
And God's love can fill his heart because he's always thinking about the matter of kingdom of God.
那借着这样的思考，我们心中就会有了力量。
When we also think about God's kingdom, we will receive strength.
主也要借着我们领这个圣餐，要住在我们的心中，给我们力量。
And through the Holy Communion, the Lord would dwell within our hearts and give us strength.
这边又提到说，我们举办圣餐的时候要自我检讨。
This passage also tells us to judge ourselves.
要按着礼仪来吃喝。
We must eat and drink in the right way.
换句话说，要审查自己。
We must examine ourselves.
不要把它当成一个普通的聚会、普通的食物。
Because this is not ordinary food.
我们在领受之前，我们怀着一颗敬虔的心来思考主的爱。
So before we partake of the Holy Communion, let us think about the love of God.